USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Despite having the manpower at the border, Russia is signaling that it is open to more talks as the U.S. and allies hope to avert a crisis in Ukraine. But the Biden administration believes that an invasion can happen any day now. The Kremlin denies that it has any plans to invade its neighbor, but it wants guarantees that Ukraine and other former Soviet countries won't be allowed to join NATO. White House Deputy Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says diplomacy is still an option.
The path for diplomacy remains available if Russia chooses to engage constructively. However, we are clear-eyed about the prospects of that given the steps Russia is taking on the ground in plain sight.
The U.S. not taking any chances, evacuating almost all of its staff from Kyiv and telling Americans that remain in the country to get out. This is USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water projects, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15, decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
Some parts of the country face a strong weather threat.
The Midwest and South are bracing for a new weather system. High winds and possible tornadoes are likely to be caused by thunderstorms heading east from Texas across the South on Wednesday and Thursday. On those same days, in northern parts of Kansas through northern Michigan, temperatures could reach sub-zero levels in the upper Midwest and around the Great Lakes, with wind chills that may drop at least 10 degrees below zero. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Mazars, the accounting firm of former President Donald Trump, is cutting ties with him. The firm also advised the Trump Organization to inform anyone who received Trump's financial statements to not use them when assessing the health of the company or the former president. The letter made public in a court filing after a New York State investigation found evidence that Trump and his company used fraudulent valuations to secure loans and tax benefits. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Canadian Prime Minister Pierre Trudeau has invoked emergency powers to quell protests over the country's COVID-19 protocols. The Emergencies Act gives Canada's federal government broad powers to restore order. His government is threatening to toll away vehicles to keep essential services running, freeze the personal and business bank accounts of truckers, and suspend the insurance on their rigs. No word on how soon the crackdowns would begin, but Trudeau said they would be time-limited, geographically targeted, as well as reasonable and proportionate to the threats that they are meant to address. Enrollment in Catholic schools in the country rose nearly 4%, rebounding from a sharp drop caused by the pandemic. The National Catholic Educational Association says nationwide enrollment increased to about 1.68 million students. It's the first increase in two decades and the largest jump recorded in at least five decades. The annual report said the Catholic school community were optimistic when schools returned to in-person classes this fall, as many did during the previous year, but they continue to face challenges as they cope with the pandemic. A federal judge says he'll dismiss a libel lawsuit that former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin filed against the New York Times. She claimed that the paper damaged her reputation with an editorial falsely linking her campaign rhetoric to a mass shooting. The judge said Palin failed to show that the Times acted out of malice, something required in libel lawsuits involving public figures. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.